Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Gimel. And we have started a new mesechta. We are on Beis and Mabeis towards the bottom, four lines from the bottom. And we are discussing the source. How do we know the first line of the mesechta of Arba'a Rosh Hashanah Heim? There are four Rosh Hashanah. And the first one, Bechad Benisan, Rosh Hashanah Le'Melachim. The first one is, the first Rosh Hashanah is the first of Nisan, which is the Rosh Hashanah for kings and for Regalim, which by the Shem we will see means Baal Ta'acher. So how do we know that? What's the source in the Torah or Tanakh that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, first day of Nisan, is the day that changes over for the kings? So yesterday we had the first opinion. There will be two. Be'ez Hashem, first opinion was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, you learn it out from Sukkim about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash that it was 480 years after Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. In the fourth year, in the month of Ziv, which is the month of Iyar, right, the second month of Shlomo HaMelech, and we compare it, the Gemara has the hekesh of comparing the Malchus of Shlomo to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like the Malchus of Shlomo just like the Yetzias Mitzrayim was measured from Nisan to the Malchus of Shlomo. How do you know Yetzias Mitzrayim? So then we quoted Psukim relating to two events that happened at the end of the 40 years. The death of Aaron HaKohen on Har HaHar, which happened on the first day of Av, right, the first day of the fifth month. And that same year, a couple of months later, it says in the beginning of Devarim, in the 40th year, on the first day of Shvat, Moshe Rabbeinu started his last discussion, his last speech to Bnei Yisrael, which took about 5 weeks or so from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And the Gemara says that the Torah calls both of those months the same year, the 40th year. So if there was a change by Tishrei, let's say, then the story would be in the 41st year. If Aaron died in the 40th year in Av, and Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them in the 40th year in Shvat, so then it must be the same year, and the year changes Nisan, 2 months later, and not in the interim. That's how you know that Tishrei is not the day of changeover. Just derech agav, that is the only, Aaron HaKohen's yard site is the only yard site mentioned in the Torah, the dates that we have explicitly. We know others based on Chazal, based on Psukim and Sefer Yehoshua. That's how we know when Moshe Rabbeinu died, because when the Mon stopped falling and Zion Adar, working backwards. But the only yard site that we have explicitly in the Torah is Aaron HaKohen, who died on the first day of the fifth month, and that is Rosh Chodesh Av. Ironically, in Oev Shalom or Odev Shalom, beginning of the month that we mourn based on Sinas Chinam. Okay. So the Gemara says, that was the source number one that we had in the Gemara. Four lines for the bottom. Umi mai de maisa de av kadim, dilma maisa de shvat kadim. How do we know the Torah was written in this regard in chronological order? Right, we know Aaron HaKohen died in the middle of Sefer Bamidbar in Av, and then a couple months later, the beginning of Dvarim Shvat. But Rashi has already laid down the law for us a number of times. Chazal even said it once or twice, that the Torah is not written in chronological order. So maybe the opposite occurred. Maybe the story of Shvat happened before Av, and then it will prove that Nisan is Dafka, not the Rosh Hashanah, and maybe the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, right, which happens after Av. Maybe they're written out of order, out of chronological order. The Gemara says, Lo Salkadaitach. No, there's no Havamina that's true. Why? Dechsiv. Because it says in Moshe Rabbeinu's speech at the beginning of Dvarim, Acharei Hakoso Es Sichon, that it occurred after they hit Sichon, after Bnei Yisrael hit Sichon. V'chei noach nafshe da Aaron, akati avi Sichon kayam, and when Aaron HaKohen died, Sichon was still alive. It couldn't have happened earlier. Sichon wasn't smitten earlier. Dechsev, how do you know that? Because the Pasuk says, Vayishva Kanani Melech Arad, the Canaanite, the king of Arad, heard Mashmua Shama. What did he hear? Shama Shemes Aaron. He heard that Aaron HaKohen died, and we'll see this is the same king. Shama Shemes, he heard that Aaron died, V'nistalko Anani HaKavid, and that the Anani HaKavid were removed momentarily. The Gemara says at the beginning of Tainis, Be'ez Hashem, that we'll get to, each of the three miraculous events that occurred every day in the Midbar were Keneged, a different biblical personality. As we know, the Man was Keneged Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Anani HaKavod were Keneged Aaron, and the Be'er was Keneged Miriam, those three. And the Gemara says that even though it was disclosed each of them, as each one of them died, there was some type of lessening that occurred until the Gemara says, ah, but it returned b'schus the other two. Or Moshe Rabbeinu, all three returned, or the other two returned b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, and then when Moshe died, they all stopped. But something happened to the Anani HaKavod when Aaron died. And therefore, because of that, the other nations all knew and heard about the Anani HaKavod, an amazing, miraculous event that was surrounding Klal Yisrael. And he thought that once Aaron died, Ukisavar, Nitna Rishus Lehilachim Yisrael, he heard and thought that now he could fight Am Yisrael. Now the Shekhinah is not protecting him anymore. And that's why Vayishma, he heard and then went to attack as described in Sefer Bamidbar. So you see, this was after Aaron died, so it has to be in that order. Vahainu Tachsiv, that's the pasuk also, Vayiru Kol Ha'eda Ki Gava Aaron. All the Eda saw, the congregation saw that Aaron had died, had expired. You can read it not only in the active, they saw, but Vayiru, they were seen. Right? They were seen by others that there was something different that occurred right now that would make them vulnerable to Milchama. Kid the Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, as Reish Lakish says, Ki Mishamish Bedala Lashonas. Rashi quotes a number of times Ala Torah. The word Ki can have four different translations. Four different Lashonas. E, Dilma, Ela, Daha. E, if, Dilma, maybe, Ela, but, Daha, that or because. That or because. So here, they all saw that, right, Ki Gava Aaron, they saw, or they were seen. So that's why it can mean that, and that is why you know that the Aaron HaKohen's death must have occurred before Moshe Rabbeinu's speech. So the Gemara says, how do you know that? Mi dami, hasam kanan ha-chasichon. What do you mean? It says, kanani melech arad, and that's kanan. We're talking about in the death of Akrei HaKoso with Sichon, two different people. The Gemara said, no, it's not two different people. Tana, who Sichon, who Arad, who Kanaan. Really, it's all the same king. All the same king. Sichon, Shadomeh, L'Sayach, Bamidbar. Sichon, because, that was a nickname, because he was Domeh to a Sayach. Siach, what is it? Siach, right on the side, the Ara quotes, Shukal Baraglav, a type of foal, type of animal that is very fast on its feet. Siach Bamidbar. Kanaan al-Shem Malchuso. Kanaan, based on his Malchus, because the land was called Kanaan, so he was called Kanaan. Umashemo Arad Shemo. And Arad was his real name. That is one version. Or, Ikadamri, Arad. Arad was a nickname. Shedomela Arod. It was similar to a wild donkey, Bamidbar, in the desert. Kanaan al-Shem Malchuso. Same. Umashemo Sichon Shemo. Period. Either way, we are still all within approach number one. How do we know that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Le Milachim? Based on these psukim about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shlomo HaMelech v'chulu, and then we have the Hekesh. How do you know the psukim aren't out of order? Because we just proved that Sichon must have been alive when Aaron HaKohen died. Okay, a couple of points. Number one is the we know the three miracles that we just mentioned, only one of them, the Achronim point out, you don't need the Achronim to point this out, but out of the three miracles, the Anani HaKavod and the Be'er and the Man, we really only have a Yanta for one of them. We only have a Yanta for the Anani HaKavod, for Sukkot. There's no Yanta for the Man. Okay, we have a mitzvah related to the Man, right, every Friday night, every Shabbos day, but there's no Yantif, and there's no Yantif related to the Be'er, right? It's amazing. We talk about it. So why? Ask the Mabit. The Kiryat Sefer, ask the Mabit, why is it that we only have a Yantif for the Anani HaKavod? So, we have mentioned in the past the idea of the Mabit in the Beis Elokim. Sorry, the Beis Elokim, not in Kiryat Sefer, the Beis Elokim, where he writes, in Shar HaYisodos, Perek Lamed Zayin, V'roi Losis Tam B'Malachem Zeh, L'mash Re'inu Shuk V'Chag HaSukkos, Remez L'Anani HaKavod, V'Lohuk V'Shum Remez, L'Neis HaBe'er V'Haman, Shizbidu Gamkin Kol Arboim Shana. So what was the difference to the other two miracles? Only the Anani HaKavod are zocha to get a yantif. So explains the Beis Elokim, v'yef shalomar, ki gam shaha be'er v'hamon, hayu nisim before samim le'ein kol, even though they were also miraculous events. V'hismidu kol arboim shana, they went for 40 years, kivan shahaya davar hechrechi, she'i efshar b'li mitziusam klal, lohuk v'remez lohem. You're right, they're all miraculous, but Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out a nation of 2 million people. He had to give them bread and water. You know, that's just magia lanu. Even though he didn't have to do it in such a miraculous way, but he takes us out. It's his responsibility to give us basic needs. bread and water. So we don't have to make a yantif for that. We make a yantif for Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the beginning of the process. And the other two miracles that went along, you don't need a separate one. That was not a forecast that we could have said, oh, God had to do this. But aval ananei hakavod shelo hayakaya kol kach hechrechi kimoheim. Do we really need the ananei hakavod? We needed some protection, but such divine protection. No potholes, no mountains, no wild animals. Everything grew with us. That we needed. That we didn't need. Ela kedei shelo yu b'choriv b'yom b'kerach b'layla. That really reflected Avas Hashem. That reflects the unique relationship and the love that He has for us. So we make a yanta for that. Hukvu yimei achag remez le'inyanav. Ki gam bedavar shelo haya hechrachi. Kamach alu mishteh asa akal yizbarach nesu pela imahim ba midbar. V'chein gam kem b'yeshiva sukkah b'chol shana yish remez lanu ne'akavid. Aval achilas lechem v'shtiyas yayin o mayim be'eze yom b'shana nasa remez lamanu le'be'er v'yishu b'chol yimos ha'shana ochlem gam kem lechem v'shosim mayim v'chulu. And therefore, this was a unique miracle out of the three. They were all obviously unique, but it was unique, and therefore we have a yantif, we have a chag based on that. There's a fascinating Rashi that many might have focused on, but Rashi back in Bamidbar on this pasuk of Vayishma Knani Malach Arad. Right, so the Gemara just said it's really all the same person. Sichon Arad Knan. So Rashi quotes in on this pasuk, beginning of Perachaf Aleph and Chukas, that Knani Malach Arad Yoshev Hanegev. That's the next phrase. Not quoted in our Gemara. They lived in the south. They attacked. So the Gemara says that the Rashi quotes there's the Amalek. It's Amalek. Not only Arad and Sichon. Throw in one more nation. It's Amalek. Shneemar Amalek Yoshi Beretz Hanegev. Vishina es Lishono Ledaber Belashon Kenaan. And they wanted to fake us out. They started talking in Kenaanite. Right, even though they were Amalekim. Why? Kidei sheyiu Yisrael mispalalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu laseis kena'anim biyadam. So that when we were traveling through the desert, the Amalekim wanted us to not daven correctly. They wanted us to think that they were Canaanites, and therefore they started talking in Canaanites, so we would daven, Hashem, please save us from the Canaanites. Ve'heim enam kena'anim. And that's wrong. Ro Yisrael levusheim kelevushe Amalekim v'lashon Amalashu Kenan. Right, what are the two places in the Torah where somebody was speaking not like he was dressed? Right, one time was earlier by an individual, and this is the other time. Bnei Yisrael saw that they were wearing Amalek clothes and they were talking Kenanite. Amru, they said, "What are we going to do? What are we supposed to daven?" So nispalal sam shenemar in nasot titenes ha'am hazeh biyadi. The language of the pasuk is, please give us, I don't know who this nation is, just help us out with whoever this is, whoever our enemy is. It's an amazing reflection how tefillah has to be, or lechatchila should be, very specific. Not just daven up, meaning the Amalekim even knew the koach tefillah, and they wanted to mess us up. Right? You would think Hashem would understand who we're davening about. No, but if we were daven the wrong thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu would somewhat be forced to listen to us, kaviyachol, and in that way, it wouldn't be as powerful. Right, Soloveitchik writes in a totally different context. That's why we say v'kabel barachamim uveratzon es tefilaseinu. It doesn't say v'kabel es tefilaseinu. Except our tefilas. Barachamim uveratzon es tefilaseinu. Why barachamim uveratzon? Because a lot of times we don't know if we're davening correctly. We don't know if what we're saying is best for us. We're davening to get a certain job. We're davening to Hashem should help me out over this and with that and anything. My child should do this. We don't know, so we say, Hashem, we think we know what we're doing, but you know what? Berachamim. You make it with rachamim. You know, if it's not supposed to be accepted, you know, let it not be accepted. And he writes, autobiographically, do you don't know how many times and how long I davened that I shouldn't have to leave Europe? Rav Soloveitchik writes, when he was studying in Berlin and he was studying with his, when he went back to study with his grandfather, Rav Chaim, you don't know how long I davened and how hard I davened and I wouldn't, and Baruch Hashem didn't listen to my tefillos. And he sent me over the oceans before the war. But again, that's an example. Barachamim uveratzon tefilaseinu. That's the Rashi on this pasuk ala Torah that just daven whoever they were, and the Amalekim, I amazingly knew the koach tefila, and they wanted to protect themselves from the tefilos that Bnei Yisrael were going to daven. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now that we've come to the figured out the source works, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shlomo Melech, that's the source that the first Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. Ask the Gemara now, but 1 minute. All we know is that from Av until Shvat, there's no change of year. That's all we know. From Av to Shvat, because that was the same year. And we proved, oh, so Tishrei's out. Okay, so Tishrei's out. But what about all the other months? After Shvat, before Av. So we say, oh, it's Nisan. It's Nisan. Maybe not. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah, Iyar. Maybe Iyar should be the Rosh Hashanah. For the, and that's when the year should change. The Gemara says, no, lo salka daitach. No, there's no havamina for that. Dichsif, but the pasuk says at the end of Sefer Shmos, Vayhi b'chodesh harishon, b'shana hashenis, b'echor l'chodesh, right, it was the first month of the second year, right, the first Rosh Chodesh Nisan, hukam ha-mishkan, v'ksiv vayhi b'shana hashenis, b'chodesh hasheni, na'ale ha'anon me'al mishkan o'edus. And it says, in the second year, right, 13 months later or so, the Chodesh Hasheni, the Anan went and he started traveling. Mi dekoi b'nisan v'kari la shana shenis, v'kari b'iyar v'kari la shana shniya, mechal, the Rosh Hashanah, la v'iyarhu. It must not have switched. But iyar must not be the Rosh Hashanah. So iyar's out. So like, okay, we got a couple more. V'eimar Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe Sivan should be the Rosh Hashanah? Lo saka daitach. That also can't be. Tichsiv. It says as they came to the Midbar for Matan Torah. Bachodesh Ashlishi Litzeis Bnei Yisrael, Meiris Mitzrayim. It was the third month after they came out. V'im Isa. And if it was true that the year has switched already, the year just switched. Bachodesh Ashlishi Bashan Hashenis Litzeisam. V'chulu. Mi Boilei. V'gomer. Right? So it should have switched. It should have specified. Right? If this past month it's been a new year, so it should have specified.
Good.
So let's Bechodesh Ashlishi of what year? It might have been the third month of coming out of Mitzrayim, but the first 2 months were the previous year, and the third month was the next year. So again, we'll have to see in a minute how serious these questions are, as we'll see. V'eima Tammuz, V'eima Av, V'eima Adar. What about the other 3 months? Right? Maybe those are Rosh Hashanahs. So the Gemara is going to say a totally different answer because of these questions. Rabbi Elazar is going to come up to a totally different answer than what Rabbi Yochanan had. Let's just see the beginning of the answer and then we'll comment on the questions. Ela Amar Rabbi Elazar Mehacha. Maybe you don't learn it from Sukkim and Malachim. You learn it from Sukkim and Divrei Hayamim. We have here the Schus, the beginning of Mesechas Rosh Hashanah, to study a lot of Sukkim throughout Tanakh. Throughout the night, there's going to be a number of psukim here. Not as much as Mesechas Megillah, then you get the most psukim. But at least for sure, we have here a number of psukim from Divrei Yamim, we'll see, and Ezra, Nehemiah, v'chula. So Rabbi Elazar says this is the source. Vayachel livnos, they started to build the Beis HaMikdash. Bachodesh Hasheni, Bisheni, Bishnas Arba l'malchusa. Started to build the Beis HaMikdash in the second month. In the second, that word Bisheni is extra. Bishnas Arba l'malchusa, in the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech, as we had earlier. So my sheni, what is that extra word sheni? Lav sheni li yareach shemonim bolam malchuso. Doesn't that mean in the second month? The second month that you count to his kingdom. The second month is Iyar. So it must be Nisan is the beginning of his malchus. That's Rosh Hashanah limalachim. So that's totally different pasuk. Not the Yitzias Mitzrayim pasuk and the malchus Shlomo pasuk, but this is the pasuk that you learned it from. Good. Stop there for a moment. Were there questions before? Maybe Tammuz. Maybe Tammuz is the Rosh Hashanah, maybe Iyar, maybe Av. So the Chiddush Yaron right here says that, don't take the question so seriously, they're not so strong. Lo ka'imna shaper taimayu, dachi parchi. Says, bishlama parchina kamaisa de parchina mimayda min Nisa until mami tishrei, talina betayma, de dilma afagav de benisa nigalu, kava Rosh Hashanah shalom tishrei, lefi Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. I can understand Tishrei as the other option. Aval heich yikvu Rosh Hashanah echan miachadashim alalu she'ena rishon liyitziyasan v'lo leminyan shnei ha'olam. What's the havamina? Ela ha'vadai hani pirchi kalishi ninhu. These are very weak questions. Don't take them so seriously, says the Ran. Even the Gemara, seems to take it seriously because it goes to a different answer. Rejects of Yochanan. Ela mishum da'ashkechan krad da'maisir b'lazar. Because we have another suggestion, that's why we take the questions a little seriously. If we wouldn't have another suggestion, we wouldn't even ask it. It's just that we have another option, so we say, okay, we'll go over. But don't think that, the Rabbi Yochanan is really knocked out. Right, even though they're not so strong. That's the Chiddush Yaron. Says the Bnei Yeshua, let me defend the Gemara's questions a little bit. Dayenu to come to the daf today for this Bnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yoshua right here. You know why the Gemara asks such questions? By Saka Daitach, that you can account from Iyar and Sivan and Tammuz and Av. What's the Havamina? So he goes through every one of these, has something special about it. Every one. He says, Penirali Nazati Liashek. Daha demakshev ema sivan. Hainu mishum. Tenehi she yatsu bin nisan yitzias mitzrayim lo nigmar anisivan. Okay. Yitzias mitzrayim? But that wasn't the goal. That wasn't the ultimate yitziah. Because they said behead ya bohtiach hasam tavdun al arazem. Right, so Sivan. Why Sivan? Because that's the goal. That's when we became a nation. Maimon Har Sinai. That's what it's all about. Right? That's the Netziv's comment in Parshas Va'era. The Netziv says there's a halacha that you're allowed to drink. Me'ikar Adin. We're allowed to drink wine, extra kosos, between the first and the second, and the second and the third cup. Second and the third is the meal. But we're allowed to. Between the third and the fourth cup, no drinking. Right? We're not allowed to drink. Tavda, why? Because that's between. After he sees Mitzrayim before Maimon Har Sinai, there can't be any break. Can't be any hefsek. Right? That's why you're not allowed to drink then, symbolically. Right? So maybe Sivan. That's the Rosh Hashanah in the possibility, when our year starts. That's when we got the Torah. Va'od. And he says, Da'afilu minyan Brias Ha'olam shayach tfei mi Sivan. And also, I'll give you another reason why maybe even Brias Ha'olam should go by Sivan. We all know the Rashi in Parshas Bereishis. Right? It's Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Ha'er v'yvoker yom Hashishi. What's Hashishi? An allusion to Vav Sivan, that the world was held in abeyance and not, it wasn't Kavkeva, wasn't Nikva until Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah. Right? If Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have accepted the Torah, we would have gone back to Tovavohu. So that's Vav. Right? So Sivan makes sense. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's the day that the world was solidified and we realized that there will be a continuation of the world. Shakol HaTalui VeOmed Hashishi B'Sivan. Okay. So that's why Sivan is a possibility. Okay, keep going. What about Tammuz? Va'od, he says, let's think about this. Kivan de betchila. I'm not sure if he's at the Tammuz yet. Va'od kivan de betchila nisbasra de Moshe. B'tal l'shon ha'shel ge'ula. V'chaim min avala karkti eschem lila'am. So we just said, v'zelo nisgam ad rosh chodesh Sivan. V'lashon l'kichu k'nisa l'chupa v'chulus. That's all Sivan. Okay, one step further. What happens if Bnei Yisrael hadn't sinned? So let's think about it. On Vav Sivan, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, and Aseres HaDibros, and really the next day, Aseres HaDibros was on Vav Sivan, Maimon Har Sinai. The next day, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up for the first 40 days. They didn't get all the Torah and Shavuos. They had got Aseres HaDibros. Moshe Rabbeinu, the next day on Zion Sivan, goes up for his first set of 40 days to get the rest of the Torah. 40 days later, he's supposed to come down on Shavuos V'Tammuz and give them the Torah, and it should be a Yom Tov. And that should really be the goal, and that's the day that Bnei Yisrael got the Torah. What happened is then, obviously, he saw them dancing around the golden calf, and therefore, it ended up that history was different. But really, the day that Bnei Yisrael was supposed to start living with the Torah, and celebrating not just Maimon Har Sinai, but getting the whole Torah was in Tammuz. Shavuos B'Tammuz. Hadamak Shavim Tammuz. Delachar Nireh. After Imahol Loha Yuchatu. Lohaya Efshalem Likarnas Laretz Yisrael B'Sivan. Because they only got the Aseres HaDibros. And then Hashem tells Moshe. V'atapo Amori Madi. Shikablu Shar Torah. V'hutzrach Lios Bahar. Mem Yom. Umem Lelos. Lo Shomu. Ad Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Fine. So that's that day. They would have gotten the Torah. Okay, keep going. One more to explain. What happens if they would have gotten the Torah that day? Then it would have taken them another 11 days to go to Eretz Yisrael. Right? As you know, Ve'ilu zachu yud alef yom hayu nechnasin. Tzemeham ha-Shabbos lo hayu nosin. They wouldn't have traveled on Shabbos. So really, it's 12 days after Shavuos B'Tammuz. It's the 29th day of Tammuz. What day do they start living in Eretz Yisrael as a nation, as a wonder? Rosh Chodesh Av. That's the ultimate and the goal. Shomu Yav Yom Rosh Chodesh Av Va'od and the Begula Shnia. Cholui continues that they went up Yasu Mibavo Bidisan Avodah Shlam Be'echad Rosh Chodesh Av. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, there are reasons to celebrate, and we could have figured out why Sivan, Tammuz, and Av are all suggestions why Bnei Yisrael might have counted that day as the day. So that's the Pnei Yeshua and Daf Gimel here in Rosh Hashanah, which we take home with us as we continue this Pesachta. Okay, so we go back to the Gemara. So Rav Elazar brought a second suggestion. Chlishi Aran said it was not really needed. The Bnei Yeshua gave it a little more teeth. Rav Elazar says it was that in the second month, that extra word, Basheni, must be referring to the second year. Good. Says the Gemara now. So again, my sheni, lav sheni, liyareach shemone bo malchus. So isn't this the second month that he counts to his malchus, right? And therefore he starts with Nisan. Maskev laravina, ve'ema sheni bachodesh. Maybe it's really referring to the second of the month. Bachodesh Hasheni Basheni, the second month and the second day in the month. Maybe it's referring to that. So Im Kain, Sheni Bachodesh Behedyavik Sibbe. It would have been more specific. Whatever it writes in Tanakh, the day of the month, it's more specific and clear. So it should have said the second day of the second month. The Ema Basheni Bashabis. Maybe it means Monday. Maybe Basheni means the second day of the week. The Gemara says, Chada, number one, Delo Ashkechon, Sheni B'Shabbos Tekasiv. The Torah never says that. Since when does the Torah say what day of the week things happened on? Right, it always says, the, which month or the day of the month. Right, but when does it say, the day of the week, think about any time in the Torah, when does it say an event occurred on a certain day of the week? Hardly happens. So, number one, Va'od, Makish, Sheni Basra, L'Sheni Kama. And also we compare the second word, B'Sheni, in the Pasuk to the first one. Ma sheni kama chodesh, af sheni basra chodesh. So must be emphasizing to us, the Iyar being the second month and Nisan then being the first month. Tosfos says in the little Tosfos sheni. But one second, there is one day of the week that's quoted in the Torah. Maisa Bereishis. Right? Ve'eva Boker Yom Sheni. Right? So it says Yom Sheni there. So it says Tosfos that the Yerushalmi quotes this question. The first Yerushalmi, Ein lemeidim mi biryaso shel olam. Klomar delava Shabbos koi ela shoy yom sheni le biryaso shel olam. That's not referring to, it happened to be that after my separation that became the day of the week. But as it occurred, it wasn't the, it was Hashem creating on the second day. On the second day, so you can't learn something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that regard. The Sfas Emes also points out one little itty bitty problem. Sfas Emes says right here, he said, I'll give you another example. It says in Parshas Beshalach, Vayhi Bayom Hashishi, Liktu Lechem Mishnah. It says the day of the week. It says Friday, they collected a double portion. Yesh Lomar Delava Shabbos Koi El Hashishi Liyaridas Haman. It happened to be Friday. But the reason it says 6 is not because it was the 6th day of the week. It had to be the 6th day of the month fell. The month started falling on Sunday, suggests the Sfas Emes. Ach od ksiv sham, re'u v'chol nosalam is a Shabbos, b'yam ha-shishi lechem yomayim, t'koy ha-shishi l'Shabbos. It does say, v'efshar d'lo kamar hacha ela d'lo matzinu sheni b'Shabbos akasiv. Maybe it means it never says Monday in Tanakh. Right, it might say Friday. Friday Shabbos are different. That might be because of the halachas of Shabbos. But any other time that it says a different day of the week, it is not something that is said. Good, that is the Messias. The Maariz Chayis here says, there's only one page of Maariz Chayis on this Masechta. The Maariz Chayis here just wonders, why doesn't the Torah say? You're right. The Torah never says days of the week when events occur. Why not? Why not? After all, quoting the Ramban in Parshas Bo, isn't it a mitzvah aseh daraisa for us to count towards the days of the week, Zeicha l'Shabbos, right? Zochos Yom Shabbos l'Kasho, right? Saying the Yom every day, Hayom Yom, Sheni, Rishon, Shlishi, l'Shabbos, mitzvah aseh daraisa, according to Ramban. So he just wonders why the Torah doesn't emphasize it. The Torah doesn't emphasize it. He says, V'da, the Shitas Ramban, Parshas Bo, the mitzvah aseh, the Zochos Yom Shabbos, More, she mitzvah aseh, min ha-Torah, l'mno, Seder, Yimei Shavua, Rishon, Sheni, Madua, Be'emes, lo nizkar, Minyan, Yimei Shavua, Batorah, Acharei, she mitzvah aseh, l'mno, Kain. That's his question, no answer. The answer might be that's the Torah, it's not what we're supposed to do. Hashem doesn't have to count to the days of the week. We don't have to mirror what Hashem does. Right? So not all the mitzvahs. Hashem tells us, Zochos Yom Shabbos Tekasho. So that's what we're supposed to do. Not dafka that Hashem has to do that. But either way, that's the Gemara's emphasis, that it can't, Sheni cannot mean Monday in the Pasuk, because it's something very unusual for the Torah to do that. Okay. So we have a Raya too, we have a Rabbi Yochanan's Makar, and we have a Rabbi Elazar's Makar. So the Gemara now says, Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yochanan, which might also allude to the Chiddush Aran's Pshat. How many times does a Shita get rejected in the Gemara, and then right after that, it brings a proof to the rejected opinion? So it shows it's not so rejected. Tanya Gavazi, Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Brisa to support Rabbi Yochanan, whose Shita was, right on the base of the base, the first set of Sukkim. We're about to have a Brisa, 10-line Brisa, that quotes the same exact Sukkim. Same exact Shakal Vitaria, but it's a Brisa. It's not just Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan is a very early Amora, right, the generation close to Rav, and Rav is Rav Tanu Palig, and Rabbi Yochanan is very close too, but if we have a real bona fide Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, we will quote it. So, here we go. Says the Gemara. Tani Gavasi de Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin, 6th to last skinny line. Minayin she'ein monen lahem lemalachim ela minisan. How do we know that we only count kings from Nisan, Shenamar, Vahi Bishmonim Shana, Ba'arba Meir Shana. Let's say, Spinay Yisrael Meir, Mitzrayim V'chulu, there was the 480th year. Viksi V'yal Aaron HaKoen Ha'ohar Alpi Hashem V'chulu, as we had, Aaron HaKoen, Viksi V'yibarim Bam Shana Ba'ashti Yosol HaChodesh, beginning of Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, Viksi V'achrei HaKoso HaSichon V'chulu, where we call all the Sukkim. V'yomer V'yishmaknani V'chulu, V'yomer V'yiru Kol Ha'ida Kiga V'aron V'chulu, V'gomer V'omer, so all the psukim that we've quoted, really even including Rav Elazar Shita, right? All the psukim that we quoted are quoted again here in order to emphasize to us that it's a brisa, it's not only the statement of Rabbi Yochanan. We've quoted in the past, we've got to quote it at least once in this pesachta, and that is, we've already had, there are no months given in the Torah. Names. Right? In the Torah, there are no names of months. It's just numbers. The first month, the seventh month, the fifth month. Right? There are no names. In Tanakh, we do find some names given. Some of them are Hebrew. Chodesh Ziv, we're about to have. Right? That's ER. But most of the months, names of the months in Ksuvim, as we'll see, are the Babylonian names. Right, we're going to see Kislev and other names. They're all Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Those are Babylonian months. And the question that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and others ask, Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Bo, he discusses why when they went back to Eretz Yisrael, did they not change the names of the months? Right, they went back for Bayesheni, they kept the months, the names, the Babylonian names. Why did they do that? Question one. And says Rabbi Yaakov, I'll ask you a couple of other questions. Again, there's many questions. There's another question among his, why, when they wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi, talking about Rabbi Yochanan, who compiled the Talmud Yerushalmi, why did he write it in Aramaic? Right, okay, the Talmud Bavli, you can understand, was written in Aramaic. The Talmud Yerushalmi is also written in Aramaic. It's a different type of Aramaic, but it's also written in Aramaic. They're in Yerushalayim. Talmud Yerushalmi. Right, it's like the Mishnah. The Mishnah was written in Hebrew. So why wasn't the Yerushalmi written in Hebrew? Right? It was also a holdover from the Galus. So ask Rabbi Yaakov, why is that? So explains Rabbi Yaakov, Madua be'emes azu lashon ha-Torah v'naktu b'lashon paras u'v'prat shemos ha-chadashim sheish b'em shemos avodah zara kamo Tammuz. Tammuz is a little bit avodah zara-ish. U'be'emes batzina shebim mei ba'yesheni haya ha-safa ha-muduberes b'yisrael lashon ha-rami. That was the vernacular. V'rak divrei Torah kasu b'lashon ha-kodesh. Falo b'mitzrayim ha-yim b'shabchim shloshinus lashon ham. Right, so why is that? So Vanir Bazei explains, based on the Gemara in Yuma, the end of the first parak, Daf Chaf Aleph, that we know that there were five, based on the pasuk, it's a V'i Kaved, V'i Kavda, the hay is left out in that word, that tells me that there were five major items that were missing during Bayis Sheni, that existed during Bayis Rishon. The Aron, there was no Aron, the Kodesh collection was empty. Unbelievable. Shechina, Eish, Ur Metumim, the five things that were mentioned there. What's the message of that? Explains Rabbi Yaakov, they knew that Bayis Sheni was a stopgap measure. They knew that this was not the ultimate eternal Bayis. There was supposed to be Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though, saw that if we wouldn't have a couple hundred years back in Eretz Yisrael to give us a little chizuk, to give us a little protection and chizuk to take us with us throughout the long 2,000-year galus, we would never make it. We would just be totally lost, assimilated. Forget it. So we had to give us a little bit of chizuk, he brought us back to Eretz Yisrael, and we had a semi-Beis HaMikdash, didn't have major items in it, but we had, and the Zakenim, as we know, remember the earlier one, and they were crying. So he says they had to come back, but they knew, and they wanted everybody else to realize, this is not the ultimate Beis HaMikdash. And therefore they kept a number of minhagim from the galus in order to keep us in a certain realization that this is not the ultimate. Daitam hayaki binyan bayis atkufa bezos lo noat elavo hachin es ha'am litkufas agalas ha'arucha al pishuris adin ayu him srichim lishar babavel ozman rav el sharasa ashkacha shekfar lachar shivim shana shogalas babel Kfar nitma v'nis arev rova amim agayim ubarak Hashem eshaya misakva b'nei shal b'galus me'os v'alfei shanim v'vadei lo yitzlech am lishar b'zehu toha miyuchedes. We wouldn't remain Jewish. V'lachein chamal Hashem alamo v'hotziam mibavel v'hechziram b'ofan zmani l'eretz Yisrael ubana l'beis abchira v'akol b'chdei sheyashuvu v'yischazku b'yisodes v'emuna v'yumuchunasin l'kras tkufas agalus hamara. And to be madgish and mamchish this, there was no Aron, and they knew the Aron was underneath. Why didn't they bring it up? They knew it was buried underneath in the secret compartment from Yoshio HaMelech, right? But they didn't, because they knew this was not meant. And that's why they kept the names, the Chulu. And then in the footnote, again, I've quoted this in the past also, in the footnote he quotes that at one time, Rabbi Yaakov also said, Shaleinu la'avin gamas ha'kamas v'dinas Yisrael b'yameinu, also, the birth of the state of Israel. Shalachar achurban hagodol v'hayeyush, shenechaz b'kerav she'iris ha'pleita, after the horrors and the worst tragedy that Am Yisrael ever went through, we just had so much yeyish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give us something. To be mechazig us. To give us some encouragement. To give us, I'm still with you. I'm still with you. So v'chein lo'or ma'atzavam ha'noah sha'avud. Sibay v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ha'zakam ha'sa medina k'tei l'chazig ha'sa zehud ha'yudis u'l'kayim ha'sa kesher sh'bein yahadus ha'golah v'klal Yisrael. So that also has to be looked at historically, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little chizik. Maybe more than a little chizik. In order to have a place for Am Yisrael to call their own. And in that way, the next step to save us before we have the Gula Ha'asid. Okay. We continue now. 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Chizda. Amar Rav Chizda. So keep in mind, just to note, that Am Yisrael, if you remember, we're going to talk about a little Binyan Bayesheni right now. Am Yisrael, as we know, went through 4 Galios. We had the Galus Bavel, they destroyed Bayez Rishon. And towards the end of the 70 years, who took over? Right? Achashverosh, the Purim story. Paras took over Persia. That's when the Binyan Bayesheni took place after the Purim story, which was towards the end of the 70 years. And one of the kings, Koresh, Daryavesh, we're not sure which kings are the same person and which kings are different. Were they more than one? Discussion in the scholars. But there was a land was to build the Beis HaMikdash. Then it was stopped for a couple of years. And then it was started again. They built Bayesheni. And then, as we know, a couple hundred years later, the Greeks took over. That's why we have the Hanukkah story during Bayesheni. And then about 100 years later, right, 150 years later, after the Purim story, after the Hanukkah story, Rome has already been in power and they destroyed Bayesheni. So we have Bavel and Paras and Yavon and Romi. Those are the 4 Galios that we went through. Paras is the one that we're going to focus on right now, and that's the one that gave Bnei Israel, it was the Purim story, but afterwards gave permission to then start rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. So, Amar Rav Chizda, Lo Shanu El Lamalcha Yisrael. Everything that we've said up until now, meaning, when is the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'malacha, and that's only for the Jewish kings. Aval L'malcha Yumos HaOlam, Mi Tishrei Manina. They go from Tishrei, after all, that's Brias HaOlam. So they don't follow Yisias Mitzrayim, they follow the creation of the world. And therefore they go by Tishrei. Shene Emar. Tivri Nechemya ben Chakalya Vayihi Bechodesh Kislev. Shnas Esrim Bechulu. It was in the 20th year, and it was Chodesh Kislev. And the Psukim described Bechulu, that Nechemya heard about the sorry state that the Jews were in, who were in Yerushalayim at that time. Viksiv. And it says Nechemya went to the king. That Vahiva Chodesh Nisan Shas Esrim La'ar Tachshasta V'Gomer. It was the 20th year, right, same year, 20th year, and he went to see Artachshasta, and this was in Nisan. So he heard about it in Kislev. He goes in Nisan. So the first of Nisan has already passed, and it's still called the same year. Mitakoy v'Kislev v'Kari le'Shas Esrim v'Kari b'Nisan v'Kari le'Shas Esrim v'Chal the Rosh Hashanah Lav Nisanu. It must be that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah for the kings of Umos Ha'olam. So it must be Tishrei. Right, that's the other major choice. So Bishlama Hecht Mefarish to La'ar Tachshasta. The second pasuk said that it's the 20th year to Artachshasta's dynasty. So you know that means 20. Ella high, but the first pasuk, it just says the 20th year. Mimai de la atar shasta. How do you know it's the 20th year to his rule? Dilma le minyan achrinahu. Maybe it's some other king. Right? Or some other, counting. Samara papa, no. Shas esim le zera shava, what we referred to at the end of yesterday's daf. Ma hasim la atar shasta. Afachal atar shasta. If it says two psukim by Nechemya, one says the 20th year to atar shasta. The other one just says the 20th year. We could assume that it's referring to the same item. Says the Gemara, as we similar to what we asked before, Umimai de Maisa de Kislev Kadim. How do we know that the story that Nechemya heard about it in Kislev happened first? Dilma Maisa de Nisan Kadim. Maybe in Nisan he went to the king, and then in Kislev that was the same year. But Nisan is really the Rosh Hashanah. He says no, Losaka Daitach. No, it doesn't make sense in the story. Titania, the Brisa says, Dvarim sha'amar chanani l'nechemya b'kislev, amar nechemya l'melech b'nisan. The message, Nechemya got the message in Kislev that the sorry state of Am Yisrael in Yerushalayim. And then a couple months later, he went to the king to complain about it and to see what he could do. That's what happened. Dvarim, and what were those? Now we have to see. What was that hearing? What was that announcement? The news that he heard. Dvarim sha'amar chananya l'nechemya b'kislev shenemar baruch Hashem. We get to learn some Nechemya. Dvar Nechemya ben Chakalia. Vayhi b'chodesh kislev shenas esrim. V'ani ayisi b'shushan abira. He was in Shushan. Vayavo chanani echad me'achi. Hu v'anashim me'yehuda. Ve'eshalem al ha'yehudim ha'pleita. I asked him about the Jews that were left. Asher nisharu min ha'shevi v'al Yerushalayim. I asked him, so what's going on? Mashlom, the Jews of Jerusalem. Vayomruli, hanisharim asher nisharim hashevi sham, bimedina bira gedola. They're in a terrible state. Dubacherpa. Vachomas Yerushalayim miforatzes. Usha, they're broken. Usha areha nitzesu ba'esh, and the gates are burned from fire. I mean, it's a terrible state. Amra Nechemya, that was what he heard in Kislev. Amra Nechemya, lamelech benisan. And he says it in Nisan, Shene Emar, Vayhi Bachodesh Nisan, Bishnas Esrim Latachshasta Melech, Yayim Lefanov. There was wine in front of him. We'll have to get back to that phrase. There was wine there. Why? Because Nechemya was the Sahamashkim. There was wine there. Vo'eso es hayayin, vo'etzna lemelech, ve'lo ayisi ra lefanov. And I gave it to the king, and ve'lo ayisi ra lefanov means I was never ra before him in the past. Me, you know, I always had a smile on my face. I always acted properly, but I must not have looked good that day. What's the matter? I see something's the matter. You're not sick. There must be something wrong. You must be depressed about something. I was very scared. Why was he scared? Because the Marsha here explains that part of being the Sahar Mashkim was that you taste the wine beforehand to make sure there's no poison in it, and then give it to the king. And today he didn't taste the wine because he was so upset. He was so bavelus. He didn't want to taste the wine. And the king noticed that. So that's why he says to him, what's going on? So that's what he means. Uh-oh, I'm scared. He's very scared. Maybe the king's going to do something to me. Right? He didn't taste it. So, and va'omar la'melech, ha'melech lo la'michya. Why does he say that? He's saying that because he wants to show the king, don't worry about it, there's no poison in here. That's not why I'm not drinking it. The king shall long live the king. Lo'olam yichyeh. Madua lo yeru panai. Why is my face sad? Asher, why shouldn't my face be sad? Asher ha'ir besak faris avosai chareva. The city of my forefathers is desolate. Usha'areha uchlu ba'esh. Oy, my city. Vayomer li amelech, al ma ze atam avakesh. What are you asking? Vo es palel el elokei hashamayim, vo omer lamelech. So, what does that mean? He davened a little private, little tefillah. Meaning he davened, he's like, okay, let this come out like a hinini. Let this come out good. Vo omer lamelech, ima lamelech tov. Right, what does that sound like? Right, ima lamelech tov, right after, we'll get to the connection in a minute. Vim yitav avdecha lefanecha, asher tishlacheni el Yehuda el yirkfir vos avosai. Let me go to Yerushalayim. Let me take care. Ve'evnena, v'yomer li ha'melech, and the king said to me, v'hashegol yosheves etzlo. And the shegol was sitting there. Who's the shegol? We'll get back to that. Let's leave that for a minute. An masai yihyeh mahalachacha. How long are you going to go for? U'matai tashav, when are you going to return? He gave him his itinerary. V'yitav lefnei ha'melech, v'yishlacheni, v'etzno lo zman. Period. So what do you see from there? The story, he heard about it in Kislev. He told him in Nisan. So that's what happened. That's how you know the story in Kislev must have happened before the story in Nisan. Period. And that's how we know that Nisan is not the Rosh Hashanah for Umos HaOlam. Right? You go by Tishrei. One or two points. Number one is the Vahashegol HaYosheves Etzlo. Who's the Shegol? Who's the Shegol? Who else was sitting in the room? There was somebody else sitting in the room when this conversation took place. Vashegal Yosheves Etzlo. Says Rashi on the Pasuk. Vashegal Yosheves Etzlo. Bishar Shediber Eli HaMelech. This is Rashi in Nechemya. Haisa Ishto HaMalka Yosheves Etzlo. The wife of the king was sitting there. Vashegal Ishto HaMalka Kini Shenemar Shagaltia Ulechantia. Shekei Noega Mikro Lechtov HaMalka Eitzel HaPilagesh Konashov HaPilagshov Imo Vechulu. So he said the wife of the king. Who was the wife of the king? Who was sitting there in the room as this conversation was taking place? Says the Malbim. Says the Malbim right there. Ladaz Chazal Shemelech Ze Haya Daryavesh Ben Esther. Daryavesh was the one that gave. Daryavesh was the son of Achashverosh and Esther. Yesh lomar she'azegel hazos ha'isa Esther imo she'himiyara b'she'el hazos she'bazeh kvar hiskim al hadavar bi'ahavasos ama u'moladata. Esther Amalka was sitting there with this whole conversation. She's the one. Her son was the one that gave the permission to build the base of the Mikdash. Hashem Hashem. Esther was imagining the whole Purim story, right, in history, and she's sitting there. Hashem Hashem said slow. But the Malbim says right here on the pasuk in Nehemiah. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention is Baruch Hashem, the first Chashuki Chemed of the Masechta, right? There is, just came out, Tavshin Ayin Dalet. Chashuki Chemed Rosh Hashanah, because they realize that Daf Yomi Leh needs the Chashuki Chemeds, therefore they're coming out with them. Alpi Masechta. She'ela, Reuben worked in a Yekev. Reuben worked in a winery, and his job was to taste the wine from every barrel as it was, you know, going to be sold to make sure it was good, there was nothing wrong with it, and he got paid based on his work. And they were kovei that he would do this every single day unless there was an ones. Unless there was an ones that occurred. There was one day, Rachmana Litzlan, there was a terrible pigua, and doesn't say which pigua was, and because of the tsar that this person was in, he couldn't taste the wine. Couldn't taste the wine. And the Baal Yakev afterwards said, okay, I understand, but I'm not paying you for today. I'm not paying you for today. And he says, I'm an ones. I can't. So does he have to pay for him or not? So Tshuva says, Rosh Hashanah daf gimel on the base, and look in the Marsha, right? What happens? That the wine was there, and Nehemiah wasn't drinking the wine, because he was so upset. He was so upset about what he heard. So he says, then Nehemiah was mazir himself from Rayim, because he heard about the terrible, even though he was in Sakana Safashis. Right, he didn't know what was going to happen, but he couldn't drink. So you have to say, you have to understand Reuven. Reuven lo masuka lishtos yain b'shoshakibol yedios marus, and therefore lechore it's called an anus, unless you say that Nehemiah was on a different darga. Right, Nehemiah lefi darga, so he's your aspo meayayin. Aval aim yisham raya liyamenu. Right, unclear. He says lechore v'nirish v'cholzos. Still, if Reuven takes it to heart so much, ulai gamu eyochol e lomar ein any misugal. How are you honest? V'lachein chayel shalim lo. So he says it is an ones, and the owner has to pay him. The wine was there, but he couldn't drink it. Viter says the Gemara 6-wide line. Masav Rav Yosef, is this really true that the non-Jews, the Umos Olam kings, go by Tishrei b'yom Esrim Arba l'chodesh b'shishi b'shnas shtayim l'daryavesh? There it says right in the second year of Daryavesh. V'ksiv b'shvi'i. Bashvi'i be'esrim ve'echa lachodesh, in the seventh. It says, right, the seventh, v'im isa, and if you say, so it's a month later, v'im isa b'shvi'i b'shnas gimel mi'boile, if the year switched, it should say the following year. Doesn't specify that. Amar b'yavahu, no. Koresh, and as we'll see, even though we're talking about Dayavesh, the Gemara's going to say, oh, maybe it's the same person. Koresh malakasher haya. That was Koresh. And he was a good king. You treated him like a Jewish king. Malchi Yisrael, he gave Bnei Yisrael permission to build the Beis HaMikdash. He was a good, so that's why you go for him. You go by Nisan, and therefore, even though it was a month later, it didn't switch. Matzka v'la Rav Yosef. One second. Chada di'im king krashi kroya adadi. If you say that, then we have a problem with the psukim. Oh, you know what? One second. Let's start with Maskev. I want to talk about the last line, and then maybe we'll start with Maskev tomorrow. And that is, so Koresh was a melech kasher, and therefore we treat him like a Jew. Who was Koresh? Koresh Lachar was this king who was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. See, he was Jewish. So what do you mean? Oh, he was a non-Jewish king, but he was a good non-Jewish king. He was a kasher. And therefore, he was a Jewish king. What? It doesn't go by your lineage. It goes by what kingdom you are. What? You're a Persian king? That's what it means? Malchi Yisrael, Malchi Umos Olam means it could be a Jewish king of a non-Jewish country. Rav Yashiv here does not like that answer. He says he was Ben Esther. Naktinan goya ba bas Yisrael avad kasher. Vanishu Yisrael gamur. Says Venir Levar, he says, Dinachinami, dahashta kaimala, now we hold avad kasher. But Bizman Tanach, there were certain halachas that were not so clear at that time. For example, remember the case on the battlefield with David HaMelech? Amoni v'lo Amonis, v'lo Moavis? It wasn't clear at that time if David HaMelech was going to be able to be into the fold. Machlokas on the battlefield. Right? So you see, there was certain halachas that were not psakdin, didn't occur yet. So says Rabbi Yashiv, maybe this is an example of them. Bismano shal karish, how you swim, da vlad goy. Uvirashi, shitas arishonim. There's a Rashi in Yevamis he quotes. When it says vlad kasher, it means goy kasher, ve'eno mamzer. Quotes that from a Rashi in Meseches Yevamis. So he says, dugma ladavar masina buvda de boaz. Imrush lo ratza ploni amoni liyavma, mishiv shalo yavo amoni, u boaz yimma. De boaz ashon, is chacha alacha, da amoni vlo amonis. Hare da adko savru, de gam amonis asura. Viyashu sanetra, mekabo alacha, de vlo amonis. Vachanam inira bin yonenu, dizman koresh, they thought that a goy abo abas Yisrael, havlad goy. That's what they thought, and that's why they had to come up with this other answer. The other answer to suggest is that maybe, you have to do it if there's any other model of this, maybe it goes by the country and the people and doesn't go by the specific lineage of the person. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we'll start with Maskif tomorrow as we get into more psukim from Nehemiah and Ezra and Daniel in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.